It's Ramadan, and Muslims are fasting from dawn to dusk in observance. For some of the city's newest migrants, finding and affording religiously approved halal food is difficult. As my co-host Christina Makaya reports, one of the city's largest mosques is providing free meals and a place for Muslims to break their fast together.
New York City's Islamic Cultural Center takes up a whole block on 3rd Avenue between 96th and 97th Streets. It's after evening prayers, and hundreds of people are lining up to pick up the meal that breaks their daily fast. Waiting in line are men, most of them migrants, who rely on the center for free halal food every day for the holy month. And according to Muhammad, one of the center's volunteers, warm bowls of rice and beef are on tonight's menu.
It's for everyone. Whoever is coming, we are distributing the food every day in every Ramadan.
Muhammad says Ramadan is more than just fasting. Being observant includes caring for others, including feeding them.
It's not just not eating the whole day. It's spending more time with God. Like when we finish this work, we go to the mosque and pray to the God.
Luckily, the mosque is just a few feet away from the ICC, which makes picking up meals a lot easier for those coming out of prayer. The mosque is one of six around the city, working with city officials and organizations like Islamic Relief USA, helping Muslims struggle from food insecurity take part in the holiday. Meha Sayed, who advises Islamic Relief USA's CEO, says,
I know that we have increased the number of meals we're serving in New York City during this Ramadan, and that's due to the fact that, you know, one in four adults in New York City experience food insecurity.
Since last year's Ramadan, Islamic Relief USA says the number of meals it's providing is up 30%. And according to Meha, procuring halal food is not cheap.
Although it may be accessible, it is not always affordable.
But in an effort to hold the holiday's focus on community and charity, ensuring people are receiving quality halal meals is the organization's priority.
It's just a pillar of our faith to ensure that these meals are not only healthy and warm and fresh, but also halal, because we are doing things to the highest quality and providing anyone who might be breaking their fast with dignity and respect.
Behind the line of men picking up boxes of food to go, there's a small room where women are sitting down to eat. There are four or five long tables, and women of all ages are taking their seats. Some kids are running around in the background. Ashley Resto from Puerto Rico says she didn't grow up observing Ramadan.
Today's like my first day coming down here to try the food, and because my friend came with me. So doing it here just feels more special, and I just love it because it's like it's a whole community here. Like you just get to know new people, and it just makes you feel so like wholesome and like get to know everyone. It's nice.
Like Ashley, Hadija Fajri comes to the ICC to break her fast. And she's also been volunteering, helping to distribute food at mosques around the city.
Last year, I was here volunteering last year. There was not a huge line like that. It was more, you know, just people coming and getting their iftar, you know, like the taxi drivers and all of that. They will come and stop and get their iftar, do their prayer and leave. But this year is different.
With more people to feed, places like the ICC have become more critical. For people interested in volunteering or picking up a box of food, call 311 and ask about iftar on the go. Christina Makaya, Uptown Radio News.